Lesson 8, Health 1. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Since the first reported case of AIDS in the United States in 1981, the disease has spread both numerically and geographically. According to the World Health Organization, 28 million people in the world already carry the AIDS virus. What is most alarming is that the disease is not only found in homosexuals, prostitutes, or drug abusers, but also in innocent people, including children. In some countries in Africa, the situation is very serious indeed. The AIDS virus, now known as HIV, passes from mother to child in uterus, during birth, and possibly through breastfeeding. Because of the high HIV positive rates among pregnant African women, the AIDS epidemic among children will only grow worse. In Kinshasa, Zaire, for example, 8% of the pregnant women in a prenatal clinic tested HIV positive. As many as half the children born to HIV positive mothers will themselves be infected. Right now, in some parts of Africa, 5% of newborns are HIV positive. And one half to two thirds of those will develop AIDS within 2 years. In Rwanda, for example, 22% of AIDS victims are children. And this year, 6,000 Zambian children will be treated for AIDS. Thus, AIDS endangers not only this generation of Africans, but the next as well. Besides mother to child, AIDS is transmitted to innocent victims in other ways. A European doctor in Zambia told this story. Robbers broke into the home of a family and, before escaping with the family's valuables, shot the two daughters. In saving the young woman's lives, doctors gave them blood transfusions. The blood, however, contained the AIDS virus. Now one of the sisters has AIDS and is dying, and the other is HIV positive. It has been estimated that over 10% of Africans who are HIV positive are believed to have received the virus through infected blood. In Central Africa, that could mean over 500,000 people. AIDS infects healthcare workers too. The Center for Disease Control, CDC, not long ago reported 3 AIDS infections in health workers whose skin was exposed to the blood of AIDS patients and have become infected with the AIDS virus. They stressed that there is no evidence that the AIDS virus can pass through intact skin or spread by casual contact. While they do not know the exact route of transmission, CDC officials said that in these 3 cases, the virus may have passed through chapped or inflamed areas of unprotected skin.
Question number 1. AIDS has spread both numerically and geographically. What does the statement mean? Question number 2. How many people are now infected with the AIDS virus, according to the passage? Question number 3. A high percentage of newborn babies in Africa are HIV positive. What does this statement imply? Question number 4. What is the passage mainly about? Question number 5. What can we learn from the passage? Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and give your answers to the following questions.
Since the first reported case of AIDS in the United States in 1981, the disease has spread both numerically and geographically. According to the World Health Organization, 28 million people in the world already carry the AIDS virus. What is most alarming is that the disease is not only found in homosexuals, prostitutes, or drug abusers, but also in innocent people, including children. In some countries in Africa, the situation is very serious indeed. The AIDS virus, now known as HIV, passes from mother to child in uterus, during birth, and possibly through breastfeeding. Because of the high HIV positive rates among pregnant African women, the AIDS epidemic among children will only grow worse. In Kinshasa, Zaire, for example, 8% of the pregnant women in a prenatal clinic tested HIV positive. As many as half the children born to HIV positive mothers will themselves be infected. Right now, in some parts of Africa, 5% of newborns are HIV positive. And 1/2 to 2/3 of those will develop AIDS within 2 years. In Rwanda, for example, 22% of AIDS victims are children. And this year, 6,000 Zambian children will be treated for AIDS. Thus, AIDS endangers not only this generation of Africans, but the next as well. Besides mother to child, AIDS is transmitted to innocent victims in other ways. A European doctor in Zambia told this story. Robbers broke into the home of a family and, before escaping with the family's valuables, shot the two daughters. In saving the young woman's lives, doctors gave them blood transfusions. The blood, however, contained the AIDS virus. Now one of the sisters has AIDS and is dying, and the other is HIV positive. It has been estimated that over 10% of Africans who are HIV positive are believed to have received the virus through infected blood. In Central Africa, that could mean over 500,000 people. AIDS infects healthcare workers too. The Center for Disease Control, CDC, not long ago reported 3 AIDS infections in health workers whose skin was exposed to the blood of AIDS patients and have become infected with the AIDS virus. They stressed that there is no evidence that the AIDS virus can pass through intact skin or spread by casual contact. While they do not know the exact route of transmission, CDC officials said that in these 3 cases, the virus may have passed through chapped or inflamed areas of unprotected skin.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Listen to the song Yesterday and sing along.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She would say, I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She will lose it. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Many nurses at a large hospital in the north of New York City report considerable emotional concerns and fears about their work with AIDS patients. In fact, in some situations, well-trained personnel may need to be assigned to special units for AIDS patients, since some nurses might refuse to treat them on a regular basis. In addition, they ask that continuing medical education about AIDS should be provided to hospital staff members. Responses to a 10-question survey have been obtained from 191 nurses at the hospital, which says that more than 200 AIDS patients have been treated there between 1981 and 1985. One half of the nurses believe that AIDS can be transmitted to hospital personnel because of contact with patients despite precautions. Furthermore, 85% believe that pregnant nurses should not care for AIDS patients, and 39% indicated that they would ask for transfer if they had to care for AIDS patients on a regular basis. One half of the nurses also said they were more frightened caring for AIDS patients than for a patient with a more infectious but less serious disease. It is not clear if these results apply to all nurses who treat AIDS patients, but the reported emotional concerns are important in light of the increasing number of patients with AIDS seen in general hospitals.
Question number one. What are nurses in the large hospital complaining about? Question number two. What might some nurses do in this situation? Question number three. How many nurses surveyed believe that AIDS can be transmitted through contact? Question number four. Which of the following is not mentioned in the responses of the nurses? Question number five. What can be inferred from the passage? This is the end of Lesson 8.